بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحكي البلاغة for children.
The ant. Look at the ant with its small body and delicate form. See how it crawls on the earth and leaps at its livelihood. It carries the grain to its hole and stores it in its storage. It collects during the summer for the winter and during strength for the period of its weakness.
The feet. Glorified is Allah who has given feet to the ant and the gnat and created those bigger than them, the fish and the elephants.
The locust. If you wish, I will tell you about the locust. Allah gave it two red eyes with pupils like two moons, made its small ears, opened for it a suitable mouth, and gave it a keen scent. He gave it two front teeth to cut with and two sickle-like feet to grip with. The birds. The birds are subject to his commands. He knows the number of their feathers and the count of their breaths. He has made their feet stand on water and on land. He knows all their species. There is the crow and the eagle, the pigeon and the ostrich. The peacock. The most amazing among them is the peacock in its creation, which Allah has created in the finest harmony and arranged its hues in the best composition, with wings well tacked together and a long, curling tail. The bat, an example of his delicate product, a marvel of his creation, and a sample of his profound wisdom, is what we see in the bat, which shrinks in the daylight, although daylight moves everything else into action, and is active in the night, although the night stops the activity of every other living being, living thing. The fish. God is aware of the cries of the beasts in the forest, of the sins of the people in private, of the movements of the fish in deep oceans, and the uproar of the waters by strong winds. The mosquito. The annihilation of the world after bringing it into being is no stranger than its origination and creation. How can this be so? For even if all its living beings, birds and beasts, the animals of the stables and the pasture, all the genera and species of beings, the dull and the intelligent of the world's nations, were all of them together try to create a mosquito, they will be incapable of bringing it into being and will not know how it has been created. Livelihood. Everything submits to him, and everything exists by him. He is the recourse of every poor, the honor of the lowly, the might of the weak, and the comfort of the grieved. He hears the speech of every speaker, and knows the secret thoughts of one who keeps silent. He provides the livelihood of every living thing, and to him returns everything that dies.